Welcome to the Sunday, January 24, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we'll be continuing some themes that I think will be ongoing because we are in the transition that ends the class system and ushers in our future, freedom. What thoughts and practices could deliver us from the trap of the false notions of class? What are the questions that could initiate these discussions? And what all is involved in regaining ourselves, breaking out of the mindset of service, and making powers implied management right over us, subject to discussion? And shouldn't there be an honesty right of life that supersedes the right of rule? And breaking out of the panopticon globally, working together across nation to develop our anti-coercion positions and pledge, and to design and implement our self-management practices and build alliances for challenging the management right of states. And what more can we do to ensure that love rules? So while I'm all for growing within one's particular tribe, call that what it will not supersede a global system of power unless we work together globally. Because within our open, healthy, whole tribes, none of us wants to dominate anybody else. But there are a tiny, tiny global 10,000 few who want to dominate the entire globe. And that is a crisis that requires everybody on deck. Nothing else matters right now. All particular grievances have to be set aside while we work together in the face of this crisis. Sisters and brothers, I've said it before, I'll say it again, most likely. Power's use of weapons technology to control dissent, limit population, and manage our heads, determine what thoughts we think, only works by targeting singly those who challenge this thought control, by returning to our thought process the alternative vision of suppressed ancestors, those who expose hidden power and the cons by which it maintains its domination, and who offer us clear alternatives to power's global system. It only works by picking us off one by one, provoking fear in those who remain, and then suppressing the existence of the attempt or rewriting the story of it, such that subsequent generations see class hierarchy, decision-making by the few, as the only possible way to manage, quote-unquote, our complex modern society. And what I haven't heard discussed and needs to be is the long range of powers planning. And I hope you heard the quotation marks in each of those immediately preceding words. Manage our complex modern society, there to signal the presence of a lie. Notice that everything about the made world of class we are born into is a lie. And I mean that seriously. We should have every community should have a little truth session just on that question. Is that true? Because until we actually start thinking about those words, it doesn't really sink in that we are truly indoctrinating our children into massive falseness and wasting their enormous gifts and creativity thereby. When we accept power's presumptive management right over us, we must know that power will lie to us, given the massive power disparity and their determination to maintain it, and the contempt for us implied in it. But how can we develop humanity for life? We have to always remind ourselves of these larger allegiances that we carry by virtue of being living things. How can we develop humanity for life if we have nothing honest around us to work with our entire lives? Shouldn't there be an honesty right of life that supersedes the right of rule, which is another way of referring to power's management right over us? Alice says that we must respect the child. Where in the above do we see that happening? Where in our sacrifice of dissent, and so of a thought process that's authentic, and in our capitulation to fear and dishonesty, does respect for the child come in? Can it be that we don't see that we are betraying our children in every possible way when we teach them that they exist not for themselves, but to be functionaries of the state,